From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Mourners in the United States are gathering at this hour to pay final respects to three of the five police officers killed by a lone gunman in Dallas, Texas. The first funeral services come a day after President Barack Obama took part in an interfaith service to honor the officers killed. The attack was carried out by a Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Zimbabwean anti-riot police are surrounding the court where a preacher is due to face charges Wednesday relating to his call for stay-at-home protests against President Robert Mugabe. Several supporters of Evan Mawariri are outside the courthouse.
Me in solidarity with our core pastor, a man of the cloth who is standing for against a system that has impoverished the citizens of this nation.
The minister was arrested Tuesday, charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for a job boycott for Wednesday and Thursday. A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding Wednesday in South Sudan after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with the first vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar. The fighting has left hundreds dead and some 36,000 others displaced. The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war from which it emerged last year. China and the Philippines may be eyeing formal talks to resolve their stark differences over the territorial claims in the South China Sea. Discussions about resuming talks comes a day after the United Nations Arbitration Court rejected Beijing's claim to the disputed South China Sea. China's ambassador